The centre-right government of Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek fell in Tuesday's vote of no confidence in the lower house. The opposition, together with four MPs elected on coalition party tickets, succeeded in its fifth attempt to topple the cabinet. The Prime Minister will now deliver his resignation to President Václav Klaus and await his next step. Jan Richter was in Parliament during the vote on Tuesday and has this report.
It took all 97 opposition MPs and four rebel deputies in the lower house on Tuesday to bring down Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek's cabinet, and it was just enough. Last-minute political talks that the Prime Minister held with rebelling deputies failed, and the opposition managed to secure 101 votes against the cabinet. Afterwards, the Prime Minister told reporters that what would follow now would be a standard political procedure.
I was not going to let anyone blackmail me, and I didn't. In any case, this is a standard situation, and the government will follow the rules. I'll deliver my resignation to the president, as the constitution says. We believe the president should also follow the custom and appoint me to form a new government.
Tuesday's vote was the fifth attempt by the opposition to bring down Mr. Topolánek's government in the 2 years and 2 months of its existence. But this time, four former coalition MPs, who now sit as independents, sided with the Social Democrats and the Communists. Deputy Prime Minister and head of the coalition Greens Martin Bursík said their reasons for voting against the government had nothing to do with its agenda.
This was not about the content of the politics. Those people who were voting together with the Social Democrats and Communists against the government were the people which showed that their priorities are personal than the content of the politics.
The coalition government of the Civic Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Greens had fast been losing ground in Parliament even before the vote of no confidence. Last week it decided to pull out of Parliament treaties with the United States on hosting an American radar base for fear the legislation could be shut down. Speaking before Tuesday's vote, the Prime Minister even promised to scrap controversial healthcare reforms, a source of tension even within the coalition itself. But the last straw for the opposition was a recent media scandal involving Mr. Topolánek's close friend, who tried to influence a Czech TV reporter. Social Democrat MP Jan Hamáček said that after this, his party decided to call the vote, even though the country currently holds the presidency of the European Council.
Obviously, it's a concern for me, but we wouldn't have done it had the Prime Minister and his close allies acted otherwise. I think what Mr. Dalík did, it was a flagrant violation of all democratic principles. You just can't push a journalist into something not airing a story. And I think that was the key thing that actually tipped off the balance and forced us basically to call the vote of no confidence.
After the vote, the Czech EU presidency said the fall of the government was not going to have any immediate impact on its role at the helm of the EU. Mr. Topolánek admitted that the result could weaken the negotiating powers of the Czechs, but he also said that the administration was so well prepared that it could handle the presidency even without politicians. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg agrees that the fall of the cabinet should not affect the Czech EU presidency.
That doesn't mean a lot because we have to work anyway as a government this summer. So for the presidency, it doesn't make a difference.
Mr. Topolánek will formally tender his resignation to the president on Thursday. What happens next is for Václav Klaus to decide.
Jan Richter with that report. Now, of course, the collapse